So our problem of the day deals with the issue of cellular design, and the idea here is that typically we have a target signal to interference ratio that we have to hit, and the question then becomes how many cells do we need in sort of in between cells using the same frequency set. And we've seen that geometrically this will give us the number of cells in a cluster, and where a cluster will use all of the distinct channels available. So in this problem, we're given our signal to interference ratio, and we also need to know how the power of the received signal drops. In this case, we assume it drops with the distance to the power of 4. And the channel set we have available for us has 126 distinct channels. And we ask, what's the minimum possible number of hexagonal cells in the cluster? If we're using omnidirectional or sectorized, so directional antennas. So the signal to interference ratio is going to be a function of the number of interfering cells. So we assume that only sort of direct, one tier out cells interfere with each other. If they're even further distance, then we don't consider them. And so obviously it's different if you have the number of interfering cells is going to be different depending whether you're talking about an omnidirectional or a sectorized antenna. And then the signal to interference ratio is also a function of the ratio of the cell radius to the reuse distance. So obviously the smaller the cell radius relative to the reuse distance, then the smaller the amount of interference any given cell is having on another. And then if you look back at the notes, we saw that the cell radius, the ratio of the cell radius to reuse distance was also through geometry related to and the number of cells we needed in a cluster. And so we have results, we've derived results for that in both the hexagonal and the diamond case. Here we're assuming that we have hexagonal cells. So that will give us once we have the number of cells in the cluster, that will give us the number of channels we have to deal with per cell. And so for a given area, we have the number of channels available. The second part of the question then asks how the number of channels available relates to the capacity we can have in the system. So again, we can have more users than we have channels if we make the assumption that the users aren't always going to be using the system. So here we'll compare the number of users that we can allow into the system. So to tackle the first part of the problem, we relate the signal to interference ratio to the reuse factor n, and we see that, again, it's a function of k, the number of interfering cells, and n, the number of cells per cluster, and gamma, the rate at which power drops with distance. Okay. And so k differs depending on the amount of sectorization in the system. The primary point of sectorization is that it reduces the number of interfering cells. So for an omnidirectional antenna, we assume that we have 6 interfering cells, so that's the 6 clusters that would be directly adjacent to our central cluster, and that number then drops for sectorized antennas. If we have 120 degree antennas, so if we have 3 sectors, the number of interfering cells is 3. If we have 6 sectors, the number of interfering cells is 2. So, this is just sort of basic maths at this point then. We're given our signal to interference ratio of 18 dB, and that corresponds to converting out of dB 63.1. And so all we need to do is for our 3 cases solve for N, assuming their SIR is 63.1. And so solving for N in the omnidirectional case, we get N equals 7 in the 120 degree sectorization, so 3 sectors, we have N equals 4, and for 6 sectors, we have N equals 3. Note that we always have to round up to the next highest even number when we're doing this calculation, and we really do need to check that it works for the hexagonal layout, but all those values of N are consistent with the hexagonal layout. So once we have N, all we need to do is to divide the number of channels into cells and sectors. So we start out with our 126, and for the omnidirectional antennas, we divide by 7, and that gives us 18 channels per cell. Now, for the sectorized antennas, we see that our number of cells in the cluster is less, so we get 31 channels per cell, but we have to further subdivide those channels amongst the sectors. We have 3 sectors, so that gives us 10 channels per sector. Similarly, for the 6 sector case, our number of cells is 3, which gives us 42 channels per cell. But then we have to divide up the cells per sector. So we have 6 sectors, that gives us 7 channels per sector. So we now have the number of channels that we can allocate in any given region. And if we have some target grade of service, so again, the grade of service is the chance that a user will arrive to find the system busy. If we have that target, then we can then go on to say how many users we can have in the system. So here we require a grade of service of 2%, and we can use the number of channels available to then give us the maximum allowable usage per unit. So in the case of omnidirectional antennas, the channels are on a per cell basis. For the directional antennas, the channels are on a per sector basis. So we see for the omnidirectional antennas, we can get directly using a table, such as the one we have in problem set 2, we can directly read off the usage per cell. For the directional antennas, well, what we have is channels per sector, so we can look at the usage per sector, And then, since we have three sectors and we're assuming sort of uniformity of usage over the sectors, we can extrapolate from that to usage per cell. So it just the usage per sector times the number of sectors that you have. So what we see is that we get an increasing possible usage with the increase in sectorization. But it has to be noted again that this comes at the cost of additional equipment and also at the cost of sort of more rigid allocation of the channels. So I made this assumption that all of the users were spread equally throughout the sector, or sorry, throughout the cells, which means they're spread equally amongst the sectors. But if this is not true, then you will not obtain your maximal efficiency. Because, again, think if one sector is crowded while another one isn't, then you will have channels within a cell that may not be used, even though they could be used within another sector. And so different solutions then, like microcell zones, could come into play to deal with problems like that, or more flexible allocations of your channels. But anyway, so that's a quick problem that runs through the major points in basic cellular design. And you'll see similar problems in your problem sets.